Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is heart. H-E-A-R-T. And Groucho, in just a few minutes, there'll be big news about America's most exciting new car, the DeSoto Fire Dome 8.
Oh, really?
You bet your life. More than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
That's me, General Marx. My hat's in the ring. Well, here I am again, George, with $2,000 for one of our couples.
Oh, Groucho, we invited some taxi cab drivers to the program tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. Vernon Brown. His partner is a young lady with an interesting occupation, Miss Betty Farrell. Folks, come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome to the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. And don't forget, in just a few minutes, we'll all hear about America's most exciting new car, the DeSoto Fire Dome 8. Remember that name, Fire Dome 8. All right, you say the secret word, you divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Miss Betty Farrell and Mr. Vernon Brown, a likely-looking duo, especially Betty. Where are you from, Betty?
Originally from Clarksburg, West Virginia.
And you're a cab driver?
Yes, sir.
Well, where are you from?
31st and Main Street, Los Angeles.
That's a nice city out there, too. You're shaking a little. Is your meter running? Or...
I'm waiting, huh?
Are you married, Vernon?
Yes, sir.
You are, huh? How'd you meet your wife?
Oh, I met her at a USO dance when I was in the service.
You were in the service?
Yes, sir.
What branch were you in?
I was in the Air Sea Rescue in the Army Air Force.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Betty?
29.
Well, yeah, I thought you were about 19.
Thank you very much.
Are you sure you're 29?
I wouldn't lie to you.
Well, that's besides the point. How do you know you're 29?
Well, it says so on my birth certificate.
Let's see it.
Oh, I don't have it with me.
Could I see it some other time?
Uh-huh.
All kinds of ways, you know. You just don't have to ask for a phone number. Birth certificate, driving license, anything. Draft card. Are you married?
No.
Oh, there's good news tonight. Just call me Gabriel Marx, huh? Now, what shall I call you, Vernon? Cabby, Hacky, or just, hey, you?
Oh, just Brownie.
Brownie, eh? Pretty big Brownie, eh? Who do you drive for?
A yellow cab in Los Angeles.
Oh. I should think you'd be driving a brown cab, and your name would be Yellow. How long have you been a cab jockey?
Oh, over a period of 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Where do you drive this, Hack?
All over Southern California.
Really? Have you tried driving it up the Los Angeles River? Suppose I was down in San Diego. Now, would you drive down there and pick me up?
Well, we're not allowed to pick up loads outside the city.
Well, thank you not to regard me as a load. There's no law that says you can't get loaded in San Diego. Just what do you mean by that, Mr. B?
Well, each city has their own franchise cab, so we have to pick up our loads in the city of Los Angeles.
I see. What hours do you drive your hack?
Well, they have different shifts, but I worked 11 to 8 shift days.
Mm-hmm. If you drove it to Soda, you wouldn't have to shift. You realize that?
Oh, yeah, a very fine machine.
Don't call it a machine, eh? It sounds like... What sort of work do you do, Betty?
I'm in concert management, Roger.
Oh. Who do you work for?
Moss, Heyman, and Wilson.
Moss, Heyman, and Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
What's your position in this outfit?
I'm called an executive secretary.
By whom?
By him.
Well, do you do much running in that office?
Oh, constantly. I'm like the proverbial fullback, actually. They give me the signals and I try and run the plays.
Those fellows, Morris, Heyman, and Wilson, must be on the offensive platoon. Well, tell me, Betty, what are your duties besides eluding the Three Stooges?
I'll never be able to go back to work after that.
You won't have to, Betty.
Well,
I have some ideas on that subject myself. Well, let's climb back in your cab, Ronnie. And tell me, do you enjoy your work, Vernon?
I certainly do. That's the only job you can be a little late on, and you're practically your own boss, and if you want to take a little time out for a little extracurricular activities, you can.
Oh, by Vernon. What a racket you got. You've got the only job in the world where you can pick up a blonde, charge her 20 cents a mile, and then expect a tip. What do you charge for riding in your cab, Vernon?
Oh, it's 50 cents for the first drop and 10 cents for each additional two-fifths mile.
Wait a minute. You drop your fare and charge him 50 cents? You charge extra for backing up over him? Now, what do you mean by drop?
Well, when you get in the cab and sit down while we drop the flag, that's 50 cents.
Suppose I don't sit down. Suppose I stand up all day. Wait a minute.
Well, the law won't allow us to take care of you that way.
What do you mean?
We can't haul you standing up.
Not even if I give my seat to a lady? Suppose I prefer standing. What then?
You know, I just have to take a bus.
I was going to give you a big tip, but now I won't. That crack just cost you a nickel, old boy. Well, you're a charming couple, and I've enjoyed this little chat. It's been most restful.
Oh, thank you.
Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play Your Bet Your Life for a chance at the $2,000 question. Right now, I want you to listen carefully to this. It's the big DeSoto announcement we've all been waiting for.
Presenting the most spectacular new car ever built. The DeSoto Fire Dome 8. With the famous 160-horsepower Fire Dome V8 engine. This revolutionary new engine has hemispherical or dome-shaped combustion chambers. A design that gives you more work per unit of fuel. And that means the DeSoto Fire Dome 8, operating on regular gasoline, actually outperforms other cars using premium fuels. It means when you get behind the wheel of the exciting new DeSoto Fire Dome 8, you get instant acceleration. You go from a standing start to cruising speeds in a matter of brief seconds. And at any speed range, you have reserve power. Power to spare should you need it. Yes, friends, the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8 has power written all over it. So tomorrow, go to your DeSoto Plymouth dealer and see the new 160-horsepower DeSoto Fire Dome 8.
All right, now let's see how you work together as a team. George?
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $2,000 DeSoto Plymouth question later in the show.
All right, here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected familiar sections of cities. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you try?
19.
19? You don't even consult this with Betty, huh?
No, they tell me men handle the money, so I'll just go along with it.
Not in my book. In what city do you find Greenwich Village?
New York.
New York is right.
You're on your way. You have $39.
Then you're going for $2,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $39 will you bet on your second question?
38.
38. In what American city do you find the Basin Street section?
New Orleans.
New Orleans is right.
You now have $77.
How much are you going to bet?
76.
76. Here's your third question. $76. In what city do you find the Nob Hill section?
San Francisco.
San Francisco is right.
You now climb to $153.
And here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much are you going to go for?
$152.
Okay. In what city do you find the loop?
Chicago.
Chicago is right.
And
look at that, Jeff.
You wind up with $305.
Thanks and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
A man from a hardware store and a housewife were chosen, Groucho, just before we went on the air. And here they are, Mrs. Enriqueta Vasio and Mr. Peter Lang. Come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to Your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Let's see now. Enriqueta Vasio?
Enriqueta Vasio.
Vasio and Peter Lang. And Mrs. Enrique, how do you pronounce it?
Enriqueta.
Enriqueta Vasio, huh?
Well, if you want to call it that way.
I can see I'm going to have trouble. What does your husband call you?
He calls me mujercita.
And what do you call him?
Corazoncito.
And after that, I suppose you start slugging each other. What is that in English?
Mujercita means little lady.
Oh, well, you're a little lady, all right.
And corazoncito means little heart.
Oh. Heart's the secret word. You said heart, that's the secret word, so here's 50 smackers for you and 50 pesos for you. Now, what do those names mean in English? One means little heart, and what does the other one mean? Little club?
Well, I found a new definition for the heart.
Oh, 50 smackers, huh? How many pesos is that?
Pesos? You're good in mathematics?
Just forget it, huh? Now, what do you want me to call you? I can't keep track of these, Enriqueta and Rocio. What do you want me to call you?
Well, my friends call me Keta.
Keta, I'll just call you Sam. That's it. Where are you from, Keta?
You mean at first?
Where are you from generally? Let's put it on.
I was born in El Paso, Texas.
In El Paso, Texas?
See?
Now, your name is Peter. That I can pronounce, huh? You're the hardware man, isn't
yes,
right?
Sir.
Where are you from, Pete?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh. And how long have you been away from there?
Oh, about 30 years.
30 years?
30 years.
How old are you?
31.
Did you come by cab?
No, I was caught.
Where do you work, Pete?
I work in Beverly Hardware Company in Beverly Hills, Beverly's oldest store.
Oh, is that so? I go in that store frequently.
I appreciate your patronage.
Well, I go in anyway. Now, what do you carry in your store?
Oh, probably 50,000 items.
Name them.
It'll take about a week, I think, to get them all.
Well, I have plenty of time. Make it the first week in August, huh? Why do you have to carry so many items?
Well, we have quite a number of things, and in those things we have different styles and sizes of the same thing.
Mm-hmm, I see. Well, could you give us an example?
Oh, sure. We take nails. We've got common nails, box nails, galvanized nails, finishing nails, roofing nails, flooring nails, nails with big heads, little heads, and no heads
how
at all.
How nails get big heads? I mean, the little nails tell them how pretty they are?
Well, it's the head on the head from the start that does it.
Oh. Now, suppose I slunk into your store. Now, what are some of the things you try to hook me, sell me?
Well, we've got locks and butts and catches and even a Hawaiian wriggler.
A what?
A Hawaiian wiggler.
Hawaiian wriggler? Wiggler?
Right.
Could you get me a Hawaiian wiggler? About 108 pounds with blood blue eyes?
Yeah,
could you try?
Yes, we can approach you with better bait and maybe even using it.
Quite impossible, huh? Now, Mrs. Vaccio, do you do anything besides housewifing?
Yes, I work for the youth services for the Board of Education.
Oh, really? Well, what do you do for the Board of Education?
I teach arts and crafts to underprivileged children.
Oh. Well, suppose I was one of your pupils. How would you go about teaching me something?
Well, if you were a little girl, I would say, Maria, if you have an old skirt at home, bring it and I'll help you make an apron out of it.
Yeah, that's my racket, old skates. I didn't want it. What else do you do?
Well, I also teach them how to sing and dance, Mexican folk dancing.
Oh.
And songs, the Lincoln songs. Mm-hmm.
Well, could you do something for us?
Yes. I'll sing you an Indian in Tarascan language.
You know, you have to have music for this?
No.
Oh.
Chaparin, 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 toma se seca mingole. Ay, chiquititi, ay, chiquimatore, cu huecan me huecan chifane. Corale churape tu male, ay, corale churape tu male. Ay, chiquititi, ay, chiquimatore, cu huecan me huecan chifane.
That is very pretty. What does it mean in English?
Well, I don't know.
Well, that gives us something in common. You don't know what you're saying, and I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, I must say this has been very educational. And if you want an education, ask your dealer to show the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8. Now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other covers and get a chance at the $2,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The taxicab driver and Betty Farrell won $305, and the secret word is still heart.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected music through the years as your category. Here's your price question. How much of the 20 will you risk?
15.
This song was popular at the turn of the century. Give me the title. I wonder if kissing her now is right.
You have $35.
Now, how would you say that in Mexican? I wonder who's kissing her now.
¿Quién la estará besando?
Isn't that cute? All I know is Posse. Posse, Gracia, and Baracho.
What's Baracho?
Drunk. All right, you're going for $2,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $2,000? How much of the $35? I got cinnamon blood in me. I forgot to tell you.
$34.50.
You're going to bet $34.50? All right, this song was popular during the 20s. What's the name of it?
You're really climbing. You have $69.50.
Here's your third question. How much of the $59.60 will you bet?
$69.50.
Oh, yes. How much of the $59.60 will you bet?
Oh, $69.50.
Okay. The late Mildred Bailey helped popularize this song of the 30s. Give me the title. Old rocking chair has got you.
And you have $137.50.
And here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the $137.50 will you risk?
$135.
All right.
135 smackers. This song is currently one of the nation's favorites. Okay, Jerry.
And you wind up with $272.50.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
We invited some women who work for newspapers to the show tonight. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Miss Glenys Reesom. Her partner is Mr. Henri Vallée, who has an interesting background, Groucho. And here they are. Folks, come on in and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, kids, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealer. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Miss Glenys Reesom, is that right?
Mrs. Glenys Reesom.
Mrs. Glenys Reesom? Oh,
that's right.
I'm sorry to hear that. And Mr. Henri Vallée, eh?
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Reesom, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hate to say that. What does your husband do?
He's a student at the Los Angeles College of Optometry.
Oh, but he can't see his hand before his face, eh? How long did you go together before you married him?
About a year.
Mr. Vallée, where are you from, Hank?
Brussels, Belgium.
Brussels, Belgium. Oh, from Belgium, huh? Yeah. Oh, Belgian, Brussels sprout, eh? Is your wife from Brussels?
No, she's Romanian.
Oh, so am I. Every morning I'm Romanian in bed around 9 o'clock. Where in Romania is she from?
Bucharest.
Oh, well, I remain in bed with my Bucharest. Henri, do they make jokes like that in Belgium?
Oh, no, they don't make jokes like this anywhere where I have been.
Well, just where have you been?
I have been in 32 countries.
Have you ever been in Nome, Alaska?
No, I haven't.
Well, it happens that that's the most popular joke in Nome, Alaska. They like them cold up there. And in the future, I'll thank you never to mention Romania again. Let's see now. What sort of work do you do, Glenys?
I'm in the classified department at the Santa Monica Outlook.
Oh, well, apparently I've been reading the wrong columns. Occasionally I do look through the classified ads. They always seem to have a man looking for a rich widow. Or a woman looking for a rich husband. Do you have, you carry ads like that?
Oh, once in a while. Mm-hmm.
Do you help these people write their own ads?
Yes, part of my job is to frame the ad.
I don't want to frame the ad. I just want to frame the rich widow who runs the ad. Suppose I wanted to sell my house. Now, how would you frame the ad?
Well, the average ad would read something like, lovely 8-room house, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, enclosed yard with swimming pool, prominent actor sacrifice leaving town.
Does it say why I'm leaving town? Say, that ad sounds pretty good. I'll buy that place. As soon as I get rid of the dump, I'm letting it live. Suppose I was looking for a rich young spinster. How would I advertise for that?
Well, you'd simply describe yourself and describe the girl you're interested in.
And you'd expect that to get results?
Good hope.
I think it'd be better if I just described the kind of girl I'm interested in. If I described myself, people would think I was selling a secondhand lawnmower. In fact, I was a gay blade at one time. Well, help me out with my ad. Now, how would you frame it?
Well, I'd say something like, eligible bachelor, well-groomed, diversified interests, desire to meet rich, attractive widow, object matrimony.
I don't think that would do it. How about active, cultured gentleman looking for a 105-year-old heiress? What's that bad call? Object money. Henry, let's get back to you. Does your wife have any little Belgian pet names for you, like my little Belgian Harry?
Well, she calls me Puyo.
No, I said pet names.
What's a pet name?
Huey is a pet name? What does it mean?
It's Romanian. It stands for little chicken.
Means little chicken, right?
It does, yeah.
Any man who allows his wife to call him Pewee must be henpecked. Imagine that joke in Romania. Why does a Pewee cross the street? He complains about my jokes.
That's a joke.
Well, Henry, I've kidded you, but frankly, you're a nice fellow, and I've enjoyed chatting with you. Isn't he a nice fellow?
Very nice.
Well, she's a lovely girl. I think I'm very fortunate.
Well, I think the three of us will be very happy. Now you're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $2,000. You run your $20 into more than the other couples. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The taxicab driver and Betty Farrell still lead with $305. And the secret word is heart.
All right, here we go. Let's see how I can build you $20. You select the famous men of foreign countries. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$19.
$19, all right. Paul von Hindenburg was a general of what country?
Germany.
Germany is right.
You have $39.
Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. How much of the $39 will you try now?
38.
38. What nationality was the violin maker Stradivari?
Italian.
Italian is right.
You now have $77.
Here's your third question. How much of the 77?
76.
76. Geoffrey Chaucer was a famous poet of what country?
Chaucer. England.
England is right.
You climbed to $153.
And is your last chance to beat the other couples? How much is 153?
She said all.
All of it? Okay. What nationality was the painter Goya? G-O-Y-A.
Spanish.
Spanish is right.
And you wind up with $306.
Oh.
And that means that you, in just 1 minute, get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $2,000 question.
Oh, great.
Thank you. Just a moment. You're the winning couple by $1.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good, good.
Now let's learn more about the spectacular new DeSoto Fire Dome 8.
Do you feel like an India rubber man after twisting and turning the steering wheel and shifting backward and forward to wedge your car into a narrow parking space? Then, brother, we've got news for you. Parking's no longer a problem. It's a cinch with sensational new DeSoto power steering. To turn the steering wheel, it takes actually as little effort as dialing a phone. That's right, with only one finger. Even when the car is at a standstill, you can turn the wheels easily, thanks to DeSoto Power Steering, one of the most remarkable milestones in automotive history. By an ingenious hydraulic system, power steering on the new DeSoto not only takes the hard work out of parking, but on the highway, it makes your control of the car easier, safer, with less road shock. No matter how bad the road, DeSoto Power Steering lets you literally steer almost without effort. And friends, power steering is only one of the many great features that are yours to enjoy in the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8. See it. Drive it. Now at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And here comes the winning couple, Groucho. Mr. Valley and the girl from the newspaper all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $2,000 question.
All right, here we go for $2,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help in the audience. Here it is. The capital of Tibet is a mysterious city surrounded by great mountains. It is the center of Buddhism and the home of the Dalai Lama. It's been in the news from time to time ever since you can remember. For $2,000, what is the name of this forbidden city, the capital of Tibet?
Lhasa.
Lhasa is right. What about you? Well, you win $2,000 plus how much in the quiz, George?
$306 in the quiz.
That's $2,306. Yeah. Congratulations from the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You bet your life.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, see the DeSoto Fire Dome 8 tomorrow.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. When you're walking, think for two, the driver and you. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.